on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
Well, they started well, didn't they, the Brumbies? It was a thumping result, 52-10, and they'll take on the Waratahs at Allianz Stadium. Sunday arvo, it'll be a 4 p.m. kickoff. We look forward to it. Josh Manrake joins us. Well played, Josh.
Thanks, mate. That was a good way to start the season.
Absolutely. You come out of a pre-season, you're ready to go, and the performance is there. So, yeah, you need that, I suppose, running into an in-form Waratahs. They started well also.
Yeah, mate, this will be a big week tomorrow night. So, you know, it's always good to get a win in your first round, builds a bit of confidence in that. And but we know we're up against a very good side tomorrow night.
Was it even better than expected?
Yeah, maybe. Like, I don't know. We put a fair bit of emphasis on winning this one. You know, they touched us up over there last year in the semi-final, so. We wanted to just put a good performance on the paddock and that. And, probably didn't expect to win by that much, but we were just more concentrated on putting on a good performance on the paddock. And, you know, the outcome was, we were pretty happy with it.
Yeah. And you got a try, mate?
Yeah, first try. So, I said, I think that's my first try.
Your first ever?
Boy rugby. Is that, yeah, that... for Super Rugby. So, yeah, so I was pretty excited.
Unbelievable.
I better get the ground right. It's tomorrow night you play these guys, 7:45 at GIA Stadium. I was looking at the Roosters game above it.
So
I better get that. Better get that right.
So that'll be good.
Don't want to take on the Rabbitohs just yet.
Yeah,
mate. What are your goals this season? Obviously, you've had that one taste of the Wallabies back in 2014. What are you focusing on this year, Josh?
Oh, mainly just, you know, playing consistently. As you know, yeah. And then maybe, you know, hopefully get a bit more game time, and yeah, mainly that's my main goal, you know, just to make sure I'm putting on good performances every week, you know, helping the team.
Yeah, well, it's been that way. Were you obviously you would have caught the Waratahs v Reds game? Were the Waratahs as good as you thought they'd be, or they were a bit below?
No, mate, I thought they put on a pretty solid performance. You know, it's always hard. Mm. Yeah, the local derbies, you know. They're always pretty tight games and that sort of thing when you play the other Australian teams. But yeah, I thought they played pretty well. So they'll be, like I said, tomorrow night we're going to have to put out a good performance, or, you know, we'll probably come home with our tails between our legs.
What have you worked on specifically down there in the nation's capital this week?
Oh, you know, a bit of just sort of execution stuff and mainly just general, you know, the whole sort of game sort of thing, making sure our set piece is right, defence is right. You know, they've got some really dangerous players in their back, so just making sure that, you know, we're not going to be, you know, slipping off tackles so much and that sort of thing. And, you know, they've got a pretty good all-round game, so you can't just focus on one area too much, or, you know, they'll skin you somewhere else.
Yeah, and what about that weight of expectation, Joss? Because everywhere you go, they go, oh, the Brumbies. It's like the Wallabies team. Yeah, they've got everybody there. They're going to be the hot favourites for the Super Rugby title. What do you make of that expectation? And can you feel the excitement in Canberra?
Yeah, but, you know, you can't read into it too much. You know, we've played one round of footy. Yeah. So, you know,
it was a good round, though.
Yeah, it was real good. You know? But, like, there's a lot of footy to go in this tournament, and there's a lot of quality sides. So, you know, although we started well, we need to back that up. This weekend, you know, the consistency is a big thing in this competition, and if you're not consistently performing, you'll find yourself, you won't be at the pointy end of the you know, at the end of the season, you'll be watching the finals on your lounge chair, you know.
Yeah, mate, there's a bit of talk about the scrum, the vulnerabilities of with the Waratahs in that opening game again, mate. Is that something to look at or not really?
Like I said, it's not really, you know. They got a pretty good scrum. You know, they got a fair few Wallabies in their forward pack and that sort of thing. So,
yeah,
it's going to be one of those things that you get out there and just feel it. You know, if you start thinking that you're pretty confident in one sort of area, you sort of get towed up pretty hard. You know, you get a bit complacent and that sort of thing. So,
yeah.
Like I said, in all areas of their game, they're pretty strong. So we just got to make sure that we're focused on doing our jobs right, and then hopefully that'll put us in good stead to play the sort of game you want to play.
And, mate, you're looking forward to a big year because you've been a bit of a late bloomer in some ways.
Yeah, mate. I think it's only my fourth year of Super Rugby, so very late starter compared to the rest of the boys. But, really enjoying it. And, it's an amazing opportunity. You get to be a professional sportsman for a career. So I'm grabbing at both hands at the moment. Don't really want to go back to the real life at the moment, you know.
Why would you, mate? You're from Glen McGrath country.
Yeah, I was born out there in Narromine, but we moved sort of there when I was pretty young, so still got a bit of family in that out there. But, we moved to Queensland. I grew up in Queensland there, but, it's great country all out there, so.
Good on you, Josh.
No worries, mate.
Can't wait for the game tomorrow. Play well.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Well done. So they'll take on the Waratahs. Let me get this right. GAO Stadium tomorrow night. Kickoff, 7:45.